you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
As soon as we unload some dead weight, we'll really get this show off the ground. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Death pool question for you, Craig.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, this guy touched every one of our lives, but I doubt anybody had him. Did anybody have Masaya Nakamura?
Is that the Pac-Man guy?
Yes, he's the creator of Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I didn't even think to check yesterday, because I guess he'd qualify.
I don't know if he was sick. I don't know the circumstances of his death.
He's old.
Yeah, it'd be really old. I mean, that was invented. You know, we played that in college. It came out that's a little while ago.
That was when they had the stand-up arcade machines.
Yeah. He played Pac-Man all the time.
Well, some you could sit down at.
Yeah, I remember playing all the time.
The tabletop ones, where you could put your drink down and then play a little Pac-Man.
All right.
When the ladies weren't cooperating. Ah, screw it. We'll just play some Pac-Man.
Isn't that a chicken and an egg type of thing?
Yeah.
If the ladies weren't cooperating,
it's because
so I played
you were playing Pac-Man.
Right,
yeah.
I was playing Pac-Man, so the ladies weren't cooperating.
Other way around. If you're playing Pac-Man, the ladies aren't cooperating.
Right.
At the bar, at least. I mean,
what's the cause and what's the effect?
The arcade was different, obviously.
What? No, you would first go in, make a few laps around the bar, and see if there were any ladies that would cooperate. And when it was obvious they wouldn't.
We were in a Pac-Man league at our bar, like Golden Tee, those idiots.
Yeah. or trivia.
Oh, the trivia idiots, too. Yeah.
So what's his name?
I don't know. Some
Masaya Nakamura.
Something like that.
No cause of death listed, besides being 91.
Right.
And I don't think so, then.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just run out of gas, get stuck in the corner.
They should play that sound effect.
He didn't have any more extra lives.
You know, when you get eaten and the sound effect, bloop, 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 they should play that at his funeral at the end.
I do know
something like that. I'm no Michael Winslow, but it's pretty close.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I bet you can find that on YouTube.
Yeah, we need the sound effect when you get eaten in Pac-Man. We'll play that at his funeral.
Now, I do notice, as I'm looking at the Deadpool list here, that the same number of players have picked Nick Nolte and Chuck Norris.
Chuck's pretty healthy, and Nick is just a drunk, so that doesn't mean they're going to die.
Right.
You know?
Four players have picked both of them.
Got it.
Have you seen the new Chuck Norris commercial?
No, what's he doing?
Well, he doesn't really say anything in it.
What's he pimping?
But there's... I don't know. I forget. Yeah.
It's insurance, I think.
Maybe, but a couple of old guys are sitting at the table. They see Chuck Norris come in, and they, you know, pass along a couple of the Chuck Norris myths.
Got it, the jokes. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then they say that he's got that. You know, I bet he catches this salt shaker if I throw it at him.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, "Hey, Chuck," and throws a salt shaker at him. Chuck kicks it back at him, hits him in the nose, and it lands on the table perfectly.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet. I'm surprised I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. And then they cut to the old guy at the doctor, you know, with his face all bruised. What happened? I had lunch with Chuck Norris.
Okay, that's there's the punch.
Yeah.
There's a punch.
So it's kind of a cool deal, although Chuck says nothing in the whole deal.
Easy paycheck.
Yeah, it is. It might not be an easy paycheck if you wanted to be the personal assistant for Rob Lowe.
I don't want to read this.
Do you?
How he died.
Who?
Former member of the show is about to donate a dollar. He even said that. Here's a dollar.
Oh, okay.
How'd he die?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Want me to read it?
Pac-Man fever.
Yeah.
There you go. If you just said that, Craig, I'd have punched you like a clam.
I would have deserved it.
And I hate even repeating it. But he admits it's horrible.
Yeah, but
on top 40, that is the punchline of that joke, and then they move on. They go, "Yeah, I nailed that today," or they do that on a mom radio. Excuse me. You know. So we apologize for even repeating it.
All right. Rob Lowe is in the market for a personal assistant.
Doesn't he bang them? No, he banged.
If you want him to,
he banged a nanny once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
he would.
Yeah.
Or teenagers at the...
No, that was 1988.
Democratic Convention.
He was young, too. Give him a break.
Oh, yeah. I'm holding nothing against him for that.
No.
No. And so, according to TMZ, Rob Lowe in the market for a personal assistant, and he posted some of the job descriptions on the website targeting personal assistants. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is one.
Well, there's a ton of those out there in L.A. You know, yeah. That's a deal. That's how people get in there, get their foot in the door if they want to be producers and things like that. Start being assistants.
Yeah, and you know, this is just stuff that you don't think about.
Dry cleaning, stuff like that.
Some of it's silly. Like the first one is never assume anything.
All right.
You know, ensure the client Rob is fed and has coffee throughout the day. You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
Ensure that a client has a dinner plan if arriving home later than 8 in the evening. You got to make, you know, you have to do that for him. Make sure you let the estate know if the client wants a jacuzzi turned on or a massage ordered for his arrival.
That's him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's great.
He would be the client.
I want one of those.
Yes.
I had to get a jacuzzi first. Turn it on, Susie.
Able to lift up to 25 pounds as required to support the client. And so they say that they can confirm that coffee is Rob Lowe's number one priority in life.
Well, he hasn't drank in years, man. He's been sober 20-some years.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure some personal assistants have to go out and, you know, pick up a bag of weed for a guy.
I'm sure some of them
absolutely do that. Yeah. You know, make sure he's got his haircut scheduled and, you know, willing to travel on location and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And the pay to be Rob Lowe's personal assistant.
For the year?
For the year.
Would Let me like? Guess.
Okay.
100 grand.
No.
37.5.
No, approximately the middle of that, of those
50.
Two.
75,000.
Oh, no, 75,000.
70.
Okay.
Plus Benny's.
All right. That's what I've heard. Somewhere in there for these guys.
That's how that goes.
Plus vacation and Benny's. You know, think about that. I think you'd have to get really used to ordering people around and for trivial stuff. I mean, could you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I think you could.
I know.
I think you could get used to that after a while.
Could I mean, I would. I think you have to get used to it. I think in the beginning, especially if you came from a regular background.
Yes.
Rob Lowe grew up as a regular dude. He didn't come from a lot of money. He's an actor, and his family moved from Ohio, I think, years ago when he was a kid. And he's a good-looking dude. He's a good actor, so he got into acting. But if you just become famous and you got a bunch of money, and you're telling people to do stuff that you can actually do, like, hey, hand me that, or just do that for me, or grab that for me, and you're just sitting there, or just basic stuff, like, hey, empty that trash. I mean, I think you'd get used to it, but I think in the beginning, you'd feel like just a big dick, wouldn't
you?
Yeah,
but, you know, we've never been executives. And, you know,
they do it all the time.
That we work for have executive assistants.
They do.
And I guarantee you, the
and
longer...
And even Bob Puss does stuff for us, but it's in the line of his job, and I never say to Puss, hey, Puss, pick this up. I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I walk away from it and you pick it up.
Yeah.
Like what? A pizza? Hey. If I drop a peanut in your office.
I knocked over that whole bag of trail mix, but I got my handful, so clean that up.
Okay. I never said clean it up.
As you're crop dusting your way out.
Those were your words.
Okay.
Pick that
but
up.
But in general, we don't make you do stuff that's not your job.
Right, you don't go pick up our dry cleaning.
No.
That's what I mean, stuff
right.
like that.
Well, to
stuff
be fair,
like
if you did tell him to do that, it would then be his job.
No, I would never do that.
I understand.
But he's not really our assistant. He's our producer.
I did pick up some food for Todd and bring it over to his house, but he was kind of infirmed.
What happened to him? Tell me later.
I was immobile at the time.
Yeah.
I was frozen with fear.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you those executives get more and more comfortable.
Of asking anything.
Yeah.
I know.
Of asking different things.
Well, and like I said,
assistant.
But personal assistants are everyday tasks.
True.
So they're like dry cleaning. They're, You know, Buck, I get it. I guess you could get used to it. And it is a good paying job, $70,000 a year.
Yeah, you're still in California.
And you're I understand that. But you're still working.
You are working.
And you're getting benefits, and you're doing, you know, there's a lot of people want those gigs.
Right. You're also
I saw a whole story on personal assistants.
Yes, they do. Yeah. You're working for Rob Lowe, so there's a chance to do some. You probably run into some influential people.
Well, you do travel with these stars on site, and that's all paid for. So everything's paid for.
Yeah, so you can do some networking.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad gig, I don't think.
But would you hire a hot chick if you were married?
Well, I would, but my wife wouldn't allow it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I was in Florida a couple years ago. I don't know if it was a personal assistant, probably just a nanny. And there was a girl laying right near the pool near us, and she was probably 21, 22, and just completely freaking hot. And there's a guy sitting next to her, probably about my age. Obviously, that's his nanny, and then because it showed his wife. And his wife was a good-looking lady, too, but she was probably in her 40s. But this girl was just completely hot. There was a couple little kids running around. I saw her once in a while get up and chase them around. I'm thinking, no. I mean, I wouldn't want that. I'd want that. But she was unbelievably hot. And I could tell this guy was looking over at her like, you know, oh, my God, my nanny's hot, you know.
Hey, honey, I got a great idea. Let's hire some temptation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But a personal assistant is that way, too. Some temptation.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like you got to tell me.
Jeremiah.
That's why we hired Puss. Our wives are still pissed we hired Puss. You hired that temptation? Yes, we did.
Still here.
Jeremiah's in Omaha. Go ahead, bud.
Amen.
Hey, I was going to say, you guys already have experience with personal assistants. You have kids. What other?
Yeah, but my kids say no to me sometimes, and it pisses me off,
right,
man.
They're kind of useless and unreliable at times.
Man, I hate the most that they're in the kitchen. I'm on the couch. And I say, grab something for me, and they don't.
Yeah,
and they get away with it because I'm not the kind of guy. Pick it up, Rob. Hey, honey, when you're in there, give me some water. I'm already got my hands full.
Yeah, a simple
Jesus
little task,
Christ.
And they'll still ignore you.
They ignore me, man. No.
Yeah, but I mean, mowing the lawn and scooping snow. I was convinced that's why my parents had me for a long time. For a long time. And as soon as I left, Dad started doing that again.
Did he?
So, I mean, he could have done it the whole time.
Now, my stepson is good about that.
That's true, Puss.
Because he likes to run the snowblower.
Yeah.
And I'd just soon not.
Well,
so
of course you will.
He can have at it.
I just assume not.
Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I was just wondering, how's Tim Daly doing, and does he need a personal assistant?
I'll bet you he does.
Tim Daly broke his leg skiing, man. How is he doing, man? I feel bad for that dude.
Yeah.
Keep checking in on him.
I will check in on him.
Right,
yeah. I hope he has a good network of friends. Because he's going to need a little support system there.
It's good. That's nice. That's nice, Todd. You're thinking about Tim Daly.
I am.
I know.
I empathize.
About time you think about somebody else.
With that dude. I think about me more. But I think about Tim Daly from time to time.
Yeah. You got a feel for that guy.
Yeah, you do.
So what was the game of that guy that died at the event of Pac-Man again?
Let me get it up here.
Nakamura.
Messiah Nakamura.
May he rest in peace.
Go. You know, it was worth
so
the
great.
It was worth the wait.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It was. That's just Nakamura's funeral right there. Yeah. He just out.
Yeah. You're done.
I love that.
Man. You're out of quarters.
That's some quality comedy right there.
Well, it's comedy. Well, it was a sound effect.
It was good.
It was a sound effect.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Probably won't hear that anywhere else.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Well, or everywhere.
Nobody's going to be talking about the dude that invented Pac-Man.
It
made big news.
No, they might be doing that, but they're doing that Pac-Man fever joke because that's what radio shows do. We don't. Right. We think deeper into
they're
comedy.
Probably even playing the Pac-Man fever song.
Oh,
today.
I guarantee they are.
Some Burger King workers in New Hampshire under arrest for selling marijuana to customers.
Tell them what they had to ask for.
Extra crispy fries.
Yeah.
Nice.
That meant weed in the drive-thru, right?
Yes. Authorities in the town of Epping, New Hampshire, say that customers were asking employees if someone named Nasty Boy was working. And if he was there, they would ask for extra crispy fries.
Oh, yeah, they asked for the guy, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Nasty Boy was identified
Nasty Boy
as...
is the fry guy.
Yes.
His weed business ain't doing that well. He's still making fries.
Garrett Norris.
That's his name, okay.
Yes, not to be confused with
Garrett Morris. Yeah. Who you mentioned before.
Yeah. Is it his birthday today?
Yeah, I think he's 80 today.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he gets some extra crispy fries.
Yes. And so Garrett Norris, or Nasty Boy, was identified after an undercover buy revealed that Nasty Boy was giving customers a coffee cup filled with weed and charging them for it. So Nasty Boy and his shift manager have been arrested and released on bond.
How many people asked for crispy fries and winked at the same time? Crispy fries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
And somebody working there goes, what? Why is that dude winking at me?
If you know what I mean.
They throw that in there, too.
This story pops up every once in a while.
Crispy fry. Well, it's a good way to sell drugs, the drive-thru. Yeah.
I did that in high school.
Yeah,
well,
did you?
For a day.
You sold it?
I put liquid acid on sweet tarts and...
What'd they have to ask for?
Friend,
Nasty
had,
Nick?
They had to page me. Like, I knew
oh,
him.
They had to page
yeah.
you? Yeah. All right.
This was years ago, but I recall.
Where were you working?
Fast food joint.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't impugn the brand, but it was a national pizza chain, and people would go in there and get their weed.
Yeah, that's right. That was taped to the box and stuff. Yeah,
right.
I remember
along with a stuffed crust pizza. Right.
It's a natural combination.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. You ain't fooling me with that stuff.
I worked at a fast food. In high school, though, anything could throw off something like this, because I would give away free food all the time, but then, like, a friend of mine would come. He came into the speaker once, and you can hear it in the back, because the orders are coming in, so people know what they have to cook. And
he's
like, tells me what he wants. I'm putting the order in, and I know it's Steve.
Yeah.
And then he's like... I'm like, all right, they told it. This is what it is. And he goes, is it going to be free? And then, like, everybody just looks at me and I'm no, this will not be free. I don't know why you would think that. But, like,
Nick was a generous man.
This is going to be free. Drunk-ass kid pulling through the drive there's your buddy.
I'm starting to think some of your friends were dumb.
That's why we got along.
I'm starting to think that some of your friends are still dumb. Counting us.
He's growing up.
Veterinarians at Kansas State University say that they have successfully implanted a pacemaker into a ferret.
Did the ferret have heart trouble already? Yeah. Which is good.
He was complaining of chest
pain.
He
was complaining.
You just wanted to utter that phrase.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
We got a pacemaker into a ferret.
Yeah.
Named Zelda.
That is a good veterinary school.
Was under the weather.
Kansas State.
I think my daughter's got that book.
Yeah. Zelda had a heart blockage, and her owner was told to take her to specialist at Kansas State. The procedure was especially delicate given size of the patient.
Do they do it there just for test purposes and don't charge you then?
But it seemingly went off without a hitch. Now Zelda is recovering and has her next checkup sometime this month. The pacemaker should last for about 10 years. If all goes well, she'll be able to enjoy a normal ferret lifespan.
How long does a ferret live?
6 to 10 years.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it a brand new ferret with a problem?
Because a
pacemaker still might be kicking. The ferret could be dead.
The pacemaker will last. The pacemaker will still be going after the ferret is dead.
Right, take it
out, put it on eBay.
Right.
A couple of our dogs spent a couple days in Manhattan.
Yeah, but not for a pacemaker.
No, for a study. Just because they do all kinds of that sort of stuff at the Kansas State.
Isn't it funny? People actually let their dogs die when it costs too much. I've heard stories that they walk in, the dog's old. What's it cost? Put it to sleep, that kind of stuff. I've heard those.
But this
is a freaking ferret.
Yeah, but you take
how much
it
do you love your ferret, puss?
You take it to Kansas State?
Not that much.
And
not
it's free.
Not road tripping to Manhattan.
Well, only if they choose to do this operation.
Sure.
Now, there's a lot of places people have animals they won't do for free. And people say, it's going to cost you $2,000. Fluffy was a good dog.
My dog's $200.
Right.
I'm sure there's ferrets that need pacemakers lined up around the block now. But
you know what? They always ask us to jump on some sort of a charity. I think we should jump on that. Pacemakers for ferrets. We can have a whole big concert for that.
All right. Well, if we're going to have a concert for something, I'm in.
Of course you are.
Doctors in India.
That could blow up, too. Turn into like an HBO special.
Yeah.
Now, here's the horrible story. Doctors in India, this is according to CNN, So it must be fake news?
Yep.
Doctors in India removed a tapeworm measuring more than 6 feet through a patient's mouth.
Oh!
Oh my God.
According to a report published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, how many feet of intestine do we have? It's pretty impressive.
Obviously longer than 6 feet.
25, 30 feet, isn't it?
Yeah,
Doctor Nina
would know.
That's like a sci-fi movie where they're just pulling some big worm out of your mouth.
And I'm glad to see you.
I think I saw this guy in America's Got Talent.
I have no idea what that means.
I was thinking the same thing. doesn't have to mean anything. It's what you say.
At 6 feet, it's got to seem like it's a clown with a handkerchief.
It gets a little bit worse. It gets a little bit worse. The 48-year-old man underwent a colonoscopy after complaints of abdominal pain that had gone on for a couple of months. While performing the colonoscopy, the doctor discovered part of the worm. The doctor said it was an undulating, moving piece of the worm that he saw during the colonoscopy.
Don't drink the water in India.
After sedating the man, a team of physicians was able to extract the worm by pulling it through his mouth with a pair of forceps.
Oh, my God.
Extracting the worm last night.
So it went all the way through?
Yeah, when removed, the tapeworm measured 6.1 feet and was classified as a pork tapeworm. Oh. They said we pulled at it softly and steadily, and ultimately the job was done after maybe 1 hour and 15 minutes.
I'd rather have a menstrual story here, man. More appetizing.
You have to have a good gag reflex.
Yeah.
Doctors advised the patient and his family take the deworming medication for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
You'd never eat noodles again.
And you go to Kansas State for that.
Yeah.
To get your deworming medication.
You're welcome.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. It's Guy Code Direct. Call now and find out how much you can save. 877-931-4TNT.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.